This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Republican convention in New York is paying tribute to President Bush's leadership in the war on terrorism and his decision to invade Iraq. Last night's main speakers were Senator John McCain and former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Both praised George W. Bush as a wartime president. Most Americans tell pollsters they oppose the war. Republicans are responding by trying to link the Iraq war to the war on terror. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
On the deck of the USS Intrepid, now in New York Museum, the Gatlin brothers opened a GOP event saluting America's veterans. The featured speaker was former President George Herbert Walker Bush. As he celebrated America's servicemen, he turned his speech to defending his son and the war in Iraq.
Good Americans can and do disagree about the best way to win the war against terror. But some of the personal attacks directed against the commander-in-chief go far beyond the pale, in my view.
Polls of these delegates find overwhelming support for the president's decision to begin a preemptive war. The delegate support is far bigger than Republican support nationwide. At a reception for New Hampshire delegates, Lorraine Caveney spoke admiringly of the president's strength in deciding to begin the war in Iraq.
But I think that is what you tell the undecideds. This was a decision that was hard to make. This is a decision that is for the future, that their sons and daughters hopefully will not have to go and fight a similar war, and that we will not experience another 9/11 here in the country.
Many speakers are taking the approach of connecting the September 11th terror attacks to the war in Iraq. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani drew comparisons between the bravery of New York police and firemen and the actions of U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Senator John McCain reinforced the idea by saying that fighting Saddam Hussein kept nuclear weapons from terrorists worldwide. Here is Bush campaign strategist Matthew Dowd.
The events in Iraq and what the coalition of countries have done, removing Saddam Hussein from power, is all part of the war on terror. You can't separate out removing a brutal dictator from a place that harbored terrorists out from what do you do in the war on terror.
In recent days, President Bush himself seemed to acknowledge that the war did not go as planned. Last week, he conceded that he miscalculated conditions in post-war Iraq. Yesterday, he told NBC he does not think the war on terror can be won. These concessions may not be enough to persuade undecided voters. Republican strategist Frank Luntz says Americans following the convention want more information about the president's plans for the war in Iraq.
If I were writing the president's speech, I'd have the word specific in there five times. Let me be specific. Let me be clear. Let me outline for you what will happen. And the candidate that's willing to answer them effectively is probably the candidate that wins the election.
Several major questions about the war remain to be answered by Republicans here, including the administration's failure to find weapons of mass destruction. Campaign strategist Matthew Dowd.
I think he's addressed that, and I don't know if we're going to talk about that specifically. We will talk about Iraq and why it's important to have done that, but I doubt we'll reflect on an issue that the public has already heard information on.
Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Center for the People and the Press, said Iraq remains key to the outcome of the November election.
There are many independents who think it was a mistake, think it wasn't worth the cost, and don't think things are going well. So the Republicans have to give the swing voters and the public at large some hope that Iraq's going to work, that it's going to succeed.
As of yesterday, according to the Department of Defense, 974 American soldiers have died in Iraq. Dealing with a death toll approaching 1,000 will be an issue for the Bush campaign in the coming days. While Republicans want to connect the war on terror to the war in Iraq, Democrats are sure to object. This week at their convention, Republicans have their best chance to make their case. Juan Williams, NPR News, New York.
NPR's convention news and analysis is at npr.org.